We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Go out to the Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Store's guest line. Truly steps beyond convenient. A man who is an inspiration. He's heat culture through and through, no matter the score.
Yep.
No matter the obstacles, when there are obstacles, he sees a ton of them, but there are none. Let's go to Javi on the guest line. Javi, the Heat fan, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's up, guys? What's up? Thanks for having me.
Oh, thank you for making time for us. It's much appreciated. You showed such heart and dedication when the Heat were taking on the Denver Nuggets. You were into that, man. Are you like that every single game, or is this because just you were there in person? Why were you telling them to keep it going?
I'm like this every game. I remember I invited some people over to my house for the Hurricanes and UF game. And I went through a tunnel of emotion for that game. I was pacing through the house, yelling and screaming. And they're like, when they saw that online, they're like, that's just Javi. That's just how he is every game.
So you're from down here?
I'm from Miami, went to American Senior High. Became a Heat fan around that time. 2000, 2001, we had Anthony Mason, Brian Grant, Anthony Carter, who I got to see at the game. He's a coach now in the Heat. And that was a... all the way back then. So I'm from down there. But I moved about 8 years ago.
So when did you know that people were starting to get notice of you from this game? Because I saw you taking I know you got shouted out by the Heat broadcasters, and I saw you on social media take some pictures with them. But this blew up, man. People were inspired by you.
I had no – my friend, my best man who tagged me on a Heat post, he was just like, hey, man, you're trending on Heat Twitter. I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, I didn't even know they could hear me the entire game. I was just yelling. And then Crotty turned around and pointed at me and pointed at the screen. I was like, oh, wait, I'm on TV. and then that's when I noticed. And then after that, it's just been taking off since then. But, just keep it going, man. That's how I am all the time, man. It's the Heat. Yeah, I love the Heat. They're the best franchise out there. So why am I going to support them like they put out some good products on the court all the time?
Javi, I infamously stumbled upon a Kendrick Nunn question 3 months ago in the middle of the summer to Heat reporter Ira Winderman, who we're actually having on next. And it turns out Kendrick Nunn started off the season pretty well. Didn't play good the other night in Denver when you saw him, but you were wearing his jersey. How'd you plan that one?
Well, first of all, I like what Leroy said, that I got the small jersey. That's actually the biggest one they had. I lose a little bit of weight.
How do you feel about that?
Hey, come, Javi. Come on, let's keep it real. That jersey snug, okay?
Yeah, it was a little snug. That's why I got the undershirt on there.
Feels like a hug.
that's why I wasn't planning on being television. I might have, lost a couple more pounds. Looked a little bit better in that.
Be you, brother. But be you.
You
be
do you.
But yeah, exactly. Do you.
That's still hardcore, though, man. You're getting the Kendrick Nunn jersey, fresh off the press.
Oh, the funniest thing is that I ordered it Thursday and did overnight shipping. So I was hoping it made it to the game. They said it was 5 to 7 days of process. The morning I fly out to go to Denver, I call FedEx, tell them to hold the package at the place because it was going to get delivered. I barely got it about an hour and a half before my flight, so I wasn't even going to have the jersey. And then I got it, wore it to the game, and at the end, which is perfect timing. I don't know who the production is for Fox Sports, but that was perfect because I was just wilding out, and they just captured it in a perfect little moment right there.
Why Denver? Why was that the game you chose to go to? Well, BC, you told me you were in Kansas City. Is that where you're now?
Yeah, I live in Kansas City now, so that's the closest game. My buddy next to me, I don't know if you saw him to the right, wore the Nuggets jersey. He actually was the one that got the tickets and stuff like that, so I didn't even know where we were going to be sitting. And I was also hyped because we made a bet that the team that loses, they have to eat Rocky Mountain oysters. And if you guys know what that is.
Oh, yeah. I've been there.
Yeah. Yeah, so I have to eat some Rocky Mountain oysters, not that the Heat lost, but I was still hyped anyway trying to push them out so I didn't have to eat those things. But, it is what it is.
Oh, so. I'd be cheering like that too. Now that we know the backstory,
the stakes.
Keep it going. I don't want to have to eat these things.
Hey, you know what? I didn't even notice till like about middle of the fourth quarter. It's like, oh, we're down by 20. I was like, oh, so this is getting real. So, yeah, at the end of the game, I was just like, you know what? We're just going to keep going. We're going to cheer it up, try to start a heat chant. That didn't work. you know, I had the people around me. They were nice. I told them in the beginning, I was like, hey, guys, I'm pretty loud. So, like, if I'm too loud, let me know. And everybody was cool with it, and I was just wilding out. They were just all, you know, I don't know if I – you know, when you're enemy territory, you got to, you know, you got to show out. That's what I say.
You definitely got some love from the organization and the broadcasters, took some selfies with some guys. Anyone you met, or what was it like for you to you know, get up close and personal with that franchise?
Oh man, I walked up when we walked to our seats. I didn't even know where we were sitting, and I'm like, I told my friends, like, yo, that's E. Reed. That's Crotty. And then I was like, man. And then I was like, we were walking past the seats, or walking past them. I was like, oh, these are the seats. I was like, I'm right behind these two? Man, I've been listening to these guys for, like, since I was, like, 10. And then I saw James, Jax, and I was like, man, can I get a picture with you? He's like, yeah. I was like, yeah, man, of course. And I took a picture. That was all before the game. That was even after the game. I wanted to take a picture of Pat Riley, but he didn't seem about it. So
he's very intimidating. I understand that.
He's the Godfather.
I saw that the organization, they said that they said to check your DMs. Did you get hooked up with a little something nice? What was the olive branch there?
They said there's something in the mail. I didn't ask what it was. You know, I'm appreciative of all the stuff, but you know, they said there's something in the mail. So I'm waiting to see what it is. But I need to go back down to Miami though, because. Like I said, I'm a Miami fan, Miami through and
Oh,
through.
When you get down here, hit us up.
Yeah, when you get down here, you look us up. We'll get you in the arena. We'll make sure you get the thing.
Oh, I'll hit you guys up, man, because I got to go down there. I'm going to get married, actually, in Key Largo.
What?
Oh.
Yeah. So I got to scope out some venues and do all this stuff. So I'm going to be down there at least probably in November, in the end of November, probably for that Cavs game.
It's November, you know,
I need to see the other blowout.
What do you got tonight, Javi? Heat and Suns, who you got?
Oh, come on, man. Keep it going, baby.
Keep it going.
6-2.
Ah, man.
6-2 all day.
Have a good one.
Tyler Hero's gonna drop 30.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. Right in front of his idol, Devin Booker, who's been in the league 3 minutes.
Exactly. All right. He's not even gonna shake his hands afterwards, though.
I like it. Yeah, that would show that he's true in blue Heat culture. Like Riley says, you don't shake hands. You don't do that.
Yeah.
All right, Javi. Thanks for the time, man.
Javi,
appreciate
thanks,
it.
Man.
Yeah, you're the man, Javi. Thanks, bro.
Appreciate it, guys.
All right, it's Javi.
It's our boy.
Gotta tell you.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Yeah.
We might have to check in with him again.
We gotta check in with Ivy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.